This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. No way around it. It's shopping season. And for many people, there's nothing like giving a book as a holiday gift. A book is not only a fine companion, it reflects something about both the giver and the receiver. And you don't have to change the batteries. So we've invited our friend Will Grozier, the London cabbie, and the best read man we know to help us tick through a shopping list with book recommendations for all kinds of family members and friends, maybe those who are especially tricky to figure out things for. Will, so glad to have you back.
Yes, good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Let's tick through them, this fictional family that we've created that you have to give us the shopping list for, okay? The first is an overbearing parent. What do you give him or her?
Well, my first reaction to this was to go back to Jonathan Franzen's Freedom, because the patriarch of the novel, Walter Berglund, is an overbearing tyrant, at least at one reading. I mean, he may be other things as well. And I thought, well, perhaps the idea is to send a message to these dysfunctional people that perhaps if they change their behavior, they might not end up with the same result as him.
What do you give a younger sibling who just annoys the heck out of you?
Sibling literature, I had to struggle a little bit with, but the one thing that stands out from recent years is Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Mm-hmm. It's the story of the Biafran War through the lens of twin sisters and the tensions that their tribal affiliations and their divergent political roots create. And I have to confess that when I looked at this list of books, I thought, well, if I'm going to recommend books, are these books that I would want to read again? And the answer was yes, except in this one, I have to say I'd have to read it the first time round, because I confess I listened to this on an audio CD. And what came out of that was that the narrator was a British-Nigerian woman actor who absolutely complimented the text. So perhaps we'll go for the CD version of that.
What might you suggest for an aunt or an uncle who is never wrong and knows everything?
Well,
not that I have one.
I'm going back to the old stalwarts, the favorites. And this is a book that where you and I perhaps came in, Scott, because if you remember when you first asked me what I was reading, I told you I was reading James Glick's biography of Richard Feynman.
Yes.
And the book is called Genius, and of course Glick refers to Feynman as the genius, but actually it's Glick that's the genius, because he brings science to the ordinary person. Mm-hmm. So if you say to an aunt, or maybe an uncle probably, we shouldn't discriminate in that way, you think you know it all? Well, Richard Feynman didn't know it all.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Although he knew an awful lot.
Finally, if you could put a paperback in everybody's holiday stocking.
Yeah. This would have to be Personality Plus, Florence Littow. This is a piece of pop psychology that's stood the test of time, and it's an interpretation of the four humours of the body as is set out by Hippocrates. Essentially, what it is, it's a sort of a version of astrology made simple. So you have, according to Littow, you have four principal humours, and they are sanguine, phlegmatic, melancholy, and choleric. And as I recall, I haven't got a copy here, but as I recall, in the back of the book, there's a 40-point questionnaire, each with a multiple choice answers, so you can test yourself as to what your major personality is. And if I could just give you a rundown
Sure.
on very simply what the principal qualities are. A choleric is a strong-willed person that will brook no argument. A sanguine is a party animal. A phlegmatic is manana, we'll do it tomorrow. And a melancholy is a person that makes lists.
Well, that's hilarious.
So, but yeah. It will be a great party occupation for Boxing Day or something like that. So that's going to go in.
Will Grozier, our friend, the London taxi driver and the best red man we know. Thanks so much for being with us, Will.
Thank you, Scott, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
By the way, Will's got one more recommendation for serious readers in the family, Slightly Foxed, a literary quarterly that writes reviews of books, not just the new ones, but also classics.